With SRN News, the White House is extending its condolences. Has died.
The 88-year-old Pope had entered the hospital on February 14th to receive treatment for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. In recent years, Francis had overcome numerous health problems, even though knee and sciatica ailments had restricted his movement during public appearances, often to a wheelchair. Even so, he kept up an active travel schedule as recently as last December to Corsica. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, he became Pope after a conclave's election in March 2013, following the rare resignation of Pope Benedict that year on February 28th. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly had a second Signal chat where he shared details of a military strike. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
According to the New York Times, Hegseth used the Signal messaging app to tell his wife, brother, and a senior advisor about a March military airstrike against Yemen's Houthi militants. The details about the strike were similar to those that were sent in another chat group, which mistakenly included a journalist. There are calls for Hegseth's removal, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president absolutely has confidence in Secretary Hegseth, and he stands behind him. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Four House Democrats are visiting El Salvador in a bid to support Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man whom the Trump administration deported to a Salvadoran prison. The quartet's trip come after Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland traveled to El Salvador last week. Vice President J.D. Vance has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi as New Delhi is looking to avoid U.S. tariffs, also wanting to negotiate a bilateral trade deal with Washington and to strengthen ties with the Trump administration. This is SRN News. Most Americans see no problem with women getting abortion pills in the mail.
According to the latest survey from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents think receiving abortifacient drugs through the mail is a good thing and should remain legal. All major religious groups are of the same mind, including 50% of white evangelical Christians and 51% of Hispanic Protestants. In fact, well over half of all the abortions carried out in the U.S. these days are done with pills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some parents in a suburban Maryland county want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle. And the parents say they object for religious reasons. The Montgomery County school system has refused, and now the Supreme Court will decide the issue. Arguments in the case, they are set for Tuesday before the justices. This is SRN News. Capital One receives approval to acquire Discover.
Regulators announced the Federal Reserve and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency approved the more than $35 billion deal on Friday. The merger was approved by the Justice Department earlier this month. The deal would give Capital One a major advantage against other credit card bank insurers like J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup that don't process transactions themselves. In a joint statement, Discover and Capital One said they expect to close a deal on May 18th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Chipotle Mexican Grill has decided to go to Mexico. The California-based chain says it's planning to open restaurants in Mexico for the first time starting early next year. Chipotle is partnering with Alsi, the Mexico City-based company. Chipotle says that it's confident its classic recipes and fresh ingredients will resonate with Mexican diners. More details at SRNNews.com.